not break the stillness of this moment. For this is a time of mystery. A time when imagination is free and moves forward swiftly, silently. This is The Haunting Hour. A likely murder story.
Hello, Inspector Carter. How'd it go today?
Oh, not too tough, Gordon. The usual assortment of petty crooks and tin horns.
You must be getting rusty on homicide, Inspector. There hasn't been a murder here in 3 months.
Can't say that I miss it, Gordon. I've had my share.
Well, as a criminal reporter without any spine-chilling crimes to report, I can safely remark that the situation is not to my liking. How about rehashing an old killing for the Sunday supplement, Inspector?
Well, I don't know.
Oh, come on. Tell me a murder story and spread it over 9 columns, please.
Hey, come to think of it, Gordon, I'd like to hear one myself.
I don't want to see a movie, Inspector. I want to hear it from you. Hey, where are you going?
Oh, just over here.
What are you doing with that safe?
Getting you a story, Gordon. Be patient.
Oh, I see. A bound confession.
An excellent deduction.
Which case is it, Inspector?
As a writer, you'll be interested. Let me read it to you. My name is Carl Gregory. Address, number 4, Ocean Road. Age, 34. Profession, writer. My story begins on an evening in the late spring of last year.
I was trying desperately to entertain myself at a party which my wife had insisted upon giving to uphold our social reputation in the community.
Wonderful party, Carl. Wonderful. Ellen's a talented hostess.
Thank you, Alex. Remember that when you review my next book.
Perhaps Ellen should write it, Carl. By the way, where is your lovely wife?
Oh, probably in the garden, dreaming of you, Alex.
You see, she is remarkable.
Hello, Carl. Alex.
Hello, Evelyn.
Enjoying yourself?
Of course. I was born just to go to parties.
That's a plausible explanation, my dear.
I happened to overhear you asking for Ellen.
Well, that's kind of you.
And she is in the garden.
You see, Alex, I'm remarkable.
I know it really doesn't mean anything, Carl, but I saw Lord Stanton going there just a few minutes ago.
What juicy gossip, Ellen. Is he making love to my wife?
Well, I was only trying to be helpful, Carl.
Wouldn't you two like to dance? I'm going to watch my flowers bloom in the moonlight.
Poetry was written for a night like this, Ellen.
My Lord, that sounds like a quote from one of your books.
No, well, and that's not quite fair. They're not as bad as all that, are they?
Of course not, Lloyd.
Let's sit down here, shall we, Ellen?
Excuse me, Lloyd.
Oh, what a night. A perfect night for lovers.
Quiet, Lloyd. You want Carl to hear you? You know how suspicious he is.
Well, he couldn't possibly hear me.
I haven't told you, but I saw him on the patio a minute ago.
Following us?
Oh, not exactly. Probably taking some air himself.
Well, I'll bet he's nearby. Ellen, I have a wonderful idea.
What?
Let's pretend I'm making love to you.
Oh, no. Wait now.
No, just let's pretend. I wonder how Carl would handle such a situation.
Like a character in one of his books, I'm sure.
Fine. Darling.
Yes, Lloyd?
Now that I know we're really alone, I have something I want to tell you.
Oh, please, dear, not now.
Darling, I love you. I love you.
Lloyd, listen.
Yes, it was Carl, all right. He heard everything. Oh, what a joke.
Yes, but why did he run away?
Oh, Carl, I've been looking for you. I want to say goodnight and tell you what a splendid time I've had. I say, Carl, are you listening?
Hmm? Oh, yes, sure. Good night, Alec. Thanks for coming.
Where's Ellen? I must say goodnight to her. Oh, there you are, Ellen.
Alec, I've neglected you. Forgive me, dear. Have you had a good time?
Quite good, Ellen, quite good. And thus, with my debt paid, I bid you farewell.
Good night.
Good night, Alec.
Goodbye.
And now it's my turn, my friend.
Oh, Lloyd, must you leave so early?
Yes, what's your hurry?
Well, I'm rewriting my new book, Carl, and I promised my publisher I'd work on it tomorrow.
Very well, Lloyd, but remember, you're coming for dinner tomorrow.
Ellen, dear, I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Let me drive you home, Lloyd.
Oh, that's nice of you, Carl, but, oh, please don't bother.
Nonsense. It's only a few miles. I can be back here in no time.
Well, thanks. I would appreciate it.
Car's out that way. I won't be long, Ellen.
Drive carefully, Carl.
It's all right, Ellen. He's safe with me.
It's very kind of you to take all this trouble, Carl.
Well, the party was getting dull, Lloyd. It's a relief to get away.
Oh, by the way, I'd like to ask a favor of you, Carl.
Really? What?
It's about this new book of mine. It's mostly autobiographical in theme, and I'd very much like your opinion on the manuscript. I've kept it pretty much a secret. It's called I Remember.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah. I'm so glad to have finished it that I've been carrying it around with me just feeling the thickness of the pages.
All right, I'll look it over, Lloyd. Drop it on the seat when you leave.
Really? You must be in a hurry to get home. Look at that pedometer. Aren't you a bit nervous, Carl?
No. Are you?
Well, slightly. I'd rather not see us take off around the curve.
You have a good idea there, Lloyd. No use in both of us getting killed.
What are you stopping here for?
Get out.
What is this, a joke?
Get out, I said.
Listen, Carl. I have something to tell you.
No, Stanton, you have nothing to tell me.
But I have, about this evening. Ellen and I...
Shut up. Good Lord.
Carl, put down that wrench. Are you out of your mind? Carl, put down that wrench.
Yes, I'll put it down.
I was becoming worried. Did Lloyd get home all right?
Well, of course, Ellen. Why shouldn't he?
Well, I thought you two might have an argument.
Why?
Oh, come now, Carl. Lloyd must have told you.
Told me what? Come to the point, Ellen.
Why, about the little game we were playing with you and Evelyn.
Game?
Why, of course. Evelyn's such a prattling gossip that when Lloyd and I saw her run into the house, we decided to teach both of you a lesson.
Then it was all an act?
Well, naturally, darling. But you've just got to do something about that jealousy trait of yours. It'll get you in trouble someday.
Why, Ellen, you fool. Do you think you can play games with people's lives?
Carl.
I'm sorry, darling. I've been working too hard on my book lately. Not going as well as I'd hoped.
Where are you going?
Oh, just out, that's all.
But it's after 2:00.
Why, I lost something on the road. I've got to find it. I've got to find it.
Find what you were looking for?
No. Strange, but it wasn't there.
What was it you lost?
Oh, nothing important. Go to sleep.
I can't. It's been such a wonderful evening.
I never knew you had a flair for acting, Ellen. You shouldn't have kept it so well hidden.
Carl, are you still angry about Lloyd and me?
Oh, let's forget it. Good night.
Well, something's the matter. I can sense it.
Don't be dramatic, Ellen. Just go to sleep.
You did quarrel with Lloyd, didn't you?
It's a little late for cross-examination, Ellen. Suppose I take the stand in the morning.
What are you hiding from me?
I'm tired and I want very much to sleep. You can search my soul all day tomorrow.
All right, Carl. We'll go to sleep now. But tomorrow I'll ask Lloyd here and we'll straighten this whole thing out once and for all.
Good morning, Carl.
Oh, hello, Alec. Come in.
Have you heard the news?
Where is it,
Carl.
Oh, hello, Ellen. Didn't expect to find you two up so early.
Well, is there anything wrong?
I was just about to tell Carl. Lloyd Stanton's disappeared.
What?
Well, who told you that exciting news?
I've just been at his home. His housekeeper told me he hasn't been home since he left to come over here to your place last night.
Well, that's strange. Carl drove him home right after the party.
Well, not exactly. I left him off about a half mile from his house.
Run out of gas, old man?
No, Lloyd said it was such a lovely night, he wanted to walk home the rest of the way.
Well, I wonder where he is. We've got to find him.
Don't worry, dear. He'll be found.
Well, what could have happened to him?
Hysteria is a little uncalled for just now, Ellen. I suggest we notify the police and leave it up to them. What do you say, Alec?
Yes, they're the proper people to be out looking for him.
Well, do something then, Alec. Call them.
I'll do better than that, my dear. I'm driving past the station. I'll describe the body to the authorities personally. This is getting to be quite exciting.
Alec!
Oh, I'm sorry, Ellen. Forgive me. Well, I'll be getting on. You'll be the first to know when I get some news. Goodbye.
Goodbye, Alec.
Well, Carl?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Where is he?
I don't know.
What did you do with him?
Oh, don't be a fool, Ellen. I tell you, I took him home, and that's the last I saw of him.
What were you looking for on the road, Carl?
Nothing of importance.
Was it Lloyd?
So you do know.
It was only a joke. Why did you kill him?
Oh, what's the difference? Why? It's all over.
They'll find you out, Carl. Call the police.
You're out of your mind.
Very well, then I'll tell them.
Now, come back here.
No, you killed Lloyd, and I've got to call the police.
What do you think you're doing?
Let go. You're hurting me. Let go.
Goodbye, darling. Party's over. It's all finished.
Oh.
Hello?
Gregory?
Yes?
This is Inspector Carter, police.
Oh, what's wrong?
We've just brought in a man accidentally killed by a truck. We'd like you to come down here and identify him.
Who is it? What's his name?
The card in the wallet says Lloyd Stanton.
This is Stanton's body, Mr. Gregory.
Yes, Inspector Carter. There's no doubt of it. That ring on his right hand, I've often seen him wearing it.
Mm. Well, in cases of this kind where the body has been badly mutilated, we require positive personal identification such as you've given.
Well, how did it happen?
The driver of the truck has been completely absolved. It's been determined that Stanton walked directly into the car.
Then the case is closed.
Yes, Mr. Gregory. And thanks for coming down here. You've been a big help.
Oh, it's quite all right.
Goodbye, sir. Oh, Mr. Gregory.
Yes, Inspector.
I'm very sorry.
Ellen's death didn't prove too difficult to explain. The police accepted the explanation that she had a fainting spell and had struck her head on the iron guard or the fireplace. There had been the necessary questioning, but all went well. I turned again to my writing, burying the past in my work.
Has the well run dry, Carl?
Oh, I don't know what's the matter with me, Alec. Nothing's gone right lately.
It's understandable, old man. You've been under a strain these past few months. Ever since Ellen died, you haven't been yourself.
Forget it.
Sorry, Carl. I should have known it's still fresh in your mind.
Have you heard any word about my book, Time and Darkness?
No, not yet. But frankly, I'm not holding out too much hope for it.
Oh, why not?
Now, Carl, we've been over that before. It's not a good book. Three publishers have turned it down already. What makes you think it'll be accepted now?
Oh, but Alec, it's got to be. I need the money.
Don't you have other manuscripts I could take with me?
No, you've seen everything else.
Oh, come now, Carl. There must be something lying around at the bottom of your desk which you've never shown me. Anything at all. Something that might sell.
No, nothing that I can think of. Wait a minute. Yes, there is something. A novel I wrote several months ago. I don't particularly like it. Story's almost autobiographical.
Well, let's see it. Can't do any harm.
I'd rather not, Alec.
Oh, come on. You've nothing to lose.
Well. in here someplace. Where did I... Oh, yes, here it is.
Well, let's have it.
Oh, just a minute. There's some scribbling on the title page. I'll have to put in a new one. I remember by Carl Gregory. Hello?
Carl, this is Alec.
Oh, have you been to the publisher?
Yes, and the news is magnificent.
They've accepted the book?
You've hit the jackpot, old man. They say your book will be a bestseller inside 1 week of its publication. It's getting the biggest promotion campaign in the firm's history.
Which one, Alec? Which one?
Diamond Doctors. The one I thought so terrible.
Oh.
I must say, Carl, you've made me look like an utter fool.
Get the manuscript of I Remember back for me immediately.
What for? They want to buy it, too.
Oh, never mind, Alec. Get it and bring it out here as soon as you can.
All right, Carl, but I still don't understand.
You're wasting time. Get it.
I hope you don't mind my breaking in on you like this, Carl.
No, Evelyn, it's quite all right.
Well, where have you been keeping yourself? You've been behaving like a perfect stranger.
My work, Evelyn, keeps me very busy.
Oh, I never could understand writers. Lloyd Stanton was the same way.
Really?
Of course. I remember a time just before he was killed in that accident. I'd gone to his house to invite him to a dinner I was having for some friends. He practically refused to see me.
Why?
He claimed he was writing a very important book and just couldn't be disturbed.
What was the book?
Oh, some nonsense about his childhood. He hid the book from me as if I were a thief.
Then you didn't see it?
No. I wonder whatever became of it.
Oh, probably lying in his house somewhere. Well, Evelyn, I've enjoyed your visit.
You're polite about throwing me out, aren't you, Carl?
Well, am I interrupting?
Oh, no. Come right in, Alec.
By all means. Carl's been waiting for you to rescue him. Well, goodbye to you both.
Good afternoon, my dear.
Goodbye, Evelyn. Well, it took you long enough to get here. Where's the manuscript?
I haven't got it.
Why not?
Do you think the publisher's out of his mind? They'll buy anything you give them now. I Remember it's only a fair book, but the strength of your name will make it a bestseller. You're a success, Carl.
But I don't want that book published. It's no good, Alec. I only gave it to you because you insisted. Now get it back for me.
I can't. The contracts have been signed. Oh, be reasonable, Carl. I know what's best for your career.
Do you, Alec? Months proved Alec's prophecy to be quite accurate. Things went well. The two books were instantaneous successes, and the royalties that rightfully belonged to Lloyd Stanton came in with comforting regularity. They helped me try to repair the wreckage he had made of my life. It began to look as if nothing could stop me.
It's been a wonderful evening, Carl. Just seeing your name on the screen was thrilling.
Yes, the audiences seem to like the picture.
And why not? I Remember with perfect movie material. Carl.
Yes, Evelyn?
Tell me, Carl, have you ever thought of marrying again?
Well, not too seriously, but I do admit it's lonely at times.
Well, I should say it would be. Now that you have everything you want, Carl, success, recognition, you should consider marriage very strongly.
My dear Evelyn, you know that you're quite transparent, don't you?
Of course. But, what's your answer?
Is this a proposal?
Partially. Seeing your picture tonight made me very daring.
I'm sorry, Evelyn. You should have caught me right after we left the theater. I was quite in love with life just then.
And now?
I'm tired. Quite tired. Well, here is your mansion.
Can't you come in for some coffee?
No, thank you, Evelyn. It's rather late.
The elusive widower.
Good night, Evelyn.
Hello, Carl.
What? Lloyd. Lloyd, you were found dead.
Not quite, Carl. I'm very much alive.
Where have you been?
I don't remember. I honestly don't know.
But the man they found in your clothes, Lloyd, your papers, who was he?
The man who robbed me when I wandered into the city after you hit me that night on the road.
Why have you been hiding away all these months?
Oh, I haven't been hiding, Carl. I've been trying desperately to find out who I was. You see, after I'd recovered consciousness that night, I found I'd lost my memory. And where my clothes were stolen, I had no way of knowing my identity.
Why did you come back? You had no right to... You were dead.
You tried to kill me, Carl,
no.
Didn't you?
No, it was all a mistake. I lost my head. I didn't know it was a joke, Lloyd.
It's too bad, isn't it, Carl, that you had to bring me back here?
No. No, I don't want you here. I didn't bring you back.
Oh, but you did, Carl. There's a movie playing all over the country, Carl. A wonderful picture. I went to see it. It's called I Remember. And, Carl, I did. I remember place and incident and people. I saw every part of my life just as it used to be, and I know and I knew then who I was. That I had an identity and a life that belonged to me. And that my name was Lloyd Stanton.
You didn't need the book anymore. You had taken from
me. Where's Ellen? I want to see her.
She's dead.
You killed her, didn't you, Carl?
Yes. I killed her. Just as I've got to kill you, Lloyd. We thought you were dead, but you're still acting, aren't you, Lloyd? Still making believe.
Stay away from me, Carl. You're mad.
Am I, Lloyd?
Get hold of yourself.
No, Lloyd. We're both part of a story that's already been written. We can't change it.
But stories aren't real. You make them up.
No. No, this one really happened, Lloyd. And you were dead. That's the way it's got to be.
No, no, Carl, please. I just come back. No.